Sometimes a song makes a scene. Today I'm breaking down the scenes that I wrote for the songs you requested. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 21 of Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today we're doing something fun and different. Today I am going to give you scenes that I wrote from songs that you submitted. So a while ago, I put out a request on Facebook, both within the group and my own personal account, of songs that you'd like me to write movie scenes for. So initially, I thought maybe I'd just do it as a blog post, but I thought it'd be more fun for me to do the description with a bit of the song playing in the background. So that's the name of the game. I got 8 total submissions. I will be breaking this up into 2 parts, and today will be the first part. So 4 songs apiece, and the scenes will range from dramatic to comedic, which should be a lot of fun. And for each of these, I'll give a small intro for who submitted it and give you the song before it starts playing, and then I'll be reading a description of the scene. I can't promise a one-to-one matchup of where it'll be because some of these I can't really play the full song to get the full impact for the scene I'm describing, but I think it should be effective nonetheless. Okay, and we're going to get things started with a song called Jump Started by Jukebox the Ghost, which is a band that I had heard of, but I hadn't actually heard this particular song before, and it's submitted by a fellow College of Worcester alum, Jackie. So thank you, Jackie, for submitting this, and let's get started. The camera pans down from the sky as the intro begins. The intro creeps in as an alarm clock goes off and our main character, Lena, gets out of bed. She moves slowly and gets dressed as the cacophony of the song builds. And builds. And suddenly. She's off. A black and blue dart goes through the city, saving civilians, thwarting minor crimes in a one-sided battle with a supervillain. This will happen right at the guitar solos further on. Slow motion slams during the mid-slowdown. No one can make out her face or her clothes. Anonymous hero and a force of nature. As the song dies down, the sun falls, and Lena half stumbles to bed. It's a dirty mattress in an abandoned building. She takes off her outfit and puts in a small pile of clothes. Her fingers touch a photo from better days when she had a family, a wife, and a child. When she had a home. Maybe I just gotta pay the price. Echoes as she falls asleep. Okay, so that's our first scene. I hope it was to your liking, Jackie. Like I said, I really like the track, and it was something I was unfamiliar with ahead of time. So that's the first one. And our second one, we're getting quite a bit sillier. Because some of you actually gave very specific prompts. So my one friend Nick decided to make it as difficult as possible. He wanted this to be the Apollo 11 landing. Richard Nixon is somehow aboard. And the song choice is Baby Got Back. So here is the song, well, here's the scene, rather, that I came up with. Apollo 11, alternate U.S. history. After years of trying to land on the moon, President Nixon has insisted it will give the U.S. an edge in warfare. Despite insistence from his staff, Nixon has joined the Apollo 11 flight as an undisclosed passenger. This was a bonus point for Nick. Just as they are touching down, Neil Armstrong descends from the craft to deliver his famous words. That's one false step for oh my god.
Total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt.
The camera begins at the moon's surface as a glowing blue figure moves towards Armstrong and his craft. He's completely nude. Buzz Aldrin and Nixon stare at each other and riskily slam a shot of whiskey. Hello. Welcome to my home, the gigantic being says. Mr. Control frantically calls Armstrong to explain his last transmission. The being leans down, takes off Armstrong's helmet, and recalibrates the air around him. The frightened and amazed Armstrong asks his name. My name is Dr. Manhattan. So that by far is the weirdest of the requests that I got. Actually, no, second weirdest. The next one might be weirder, It's also from Nick. You'll see what I mean in the second round of things. But thank you, buddy, for participating, even though you were basically being a troll. Much appreciated regardless. So our third track is coming from another Worcester alum and a fraternity brother, Tom Hall, who asked me to take the Shaker hymn Simple Gifts and make it a fight scene. So for those of you who don't know it, you'll recognize the melody. You've probably heard it before and just don't realize it. I know that was exactly what happened to me, but trying to craft a fight scene to such a pensive and often beautiful song is not the easiest thing. And yet somehow once I started, I could not stop. It got very, very specific. So this is easily the longest one, and it might be my favorite of this particular bunch, but here we go. For context, this is the penultimate scene of the film. Our hero is a young woman who has been captured and brainwashed by a cult-like group in the Old West. But things are different now. A network of unexpected allies, including her presumed dead sister, have infiltrated the cult and shifted her thinking. But the cult's terrifying leader isn't letting her go without a fight. With her plan and allies discovered, our hero has been brought out for a public humiliation and taunted with the notion of a better life beyond their grasp. We offer you mercy if you rejoin our flock, he snarls. It would be unwise to reject it. The leader turns his back and walks away and presumes victory. The camera zooms in on our hero's eyes as she seems to agree. Then a memory flashes across the screen. Our hero with her sister making crafts as children and laughing with her days ago. The cello creeps in as our heroine stands loaded for bear. In slow motion, she charges the leader's lackeys with devastating brutality, wielding a hunter's knife she was given from her sister. Flashes of her new friend's kindness, a hug, a piece of food, a smile, and their sacrifices are peppered in before each killing blow. Her primal screams echo as her clothes become stained with blood. She is will incarnate. The bystanders begin to flee the carnage as her allies fight in kind behind her and the chaos spreads. Our hero slowly strides to the leader whose cowardice has been laid bare. He stumbles through the nearby forest as his empire crumbles and we hear a snap. One of the traps he laid around the camp's radius for protection and control has caught his ankle. Our blood-soaked hero reaches him, crouches down, and delivers her last words to him. I offer you mercy, she says, pointing to the trap. It would be unwise to reject it, indicating that she will take it off and let him live. But he can't accept this and attempts to attack her. She easily anticipates the attack and stabs him through the heart. Her friends rush to her side as life leaves the leader, and the wave of her shifted reality and exhaustion washes over her. The final round of lyrics. To turn, turn, will be our delight, and by turning, turning, we will come round right. Okay, thank you, Tom, for submitting the song idea. I thought it was actually kind of inspired, just to give such a... It's interesting that just the images that can float into your head once you get such a specific song, but I also like that you left the recording up to me. So that one is actually by Yo-Yo Ma and Alison Krauss, and I think it is gorgeous and kind of appropriate for... I thought appropriate at least for the time frame that I put this in, because it's like Old West, it's kind of... 19th century era is a kind of old frontier is what I was thinking, but yeah, you can apply whatever you want to it. So that's that one. Okay, and the final song is Call Your Girlfriend by Robin, submitted by another College of Worcester alum, Nathan Comstock. I'm noticing a theme here. I will note that this one, I actively did my very best to refute the lyrics in the song, as in not make it as literal as possible, but make it just a twinge on it, because as awesome as the turns in the song are, I felt like playing them literally would just be too on the nose, so making it a little more... I don't know, a little less direct, still somewhat direct, because I went with genre fiction for this one, but I do think it is an appropriate use of the song. The year is 2340. Our hero, Slain, with an E, has infiltrated a Foundation compound and desperately needs to avoid a detection and get a message out to his superior and lover, Liza, the Resistance leader. The Foundation has a mole, and he knows who it is. After an acrobatic display to get through with the laser fields, Slain spies an entire squadron coming down the corridor. Their hacked radio chatter gives up the game. They know he's there, The mole is already struck. Clearly in need of subterfuge, he doesn't have the firepower to fix this. Slane pulls up his map on his personal display and searches for the kitchen. He frantically pulls through his ingredients until he chuckles when he sees what he's looking for. The squadron has heard the clatter and rushes towards the kitchen, approaching from every tactical angle. The microwave is on, and so is the stove. The squad leader sees what's inside a moment too late, as the microwave, filled with an aerosol can full of cooking spray, explodes, and the stove full of gas, pots full of flour, create a wall of flame, some of which travels into the vent above the stove, forcing Slane to shuffle faster and faster to narrowly avoid the wall of flames traveling out the vent. He tucks and rolls and finds a grip below the external exit of the vent just in time. He calls out, "Liza, I found what we're looking for. We need to talk." All right, thank you, Nathan, for that suggestion. I am a giant fan of Robin ahead of time, so I knew the song immediately when it came up, but I actually had played it the day before when it was suggested. Nathan has a podcast of his own called Solutions to Problems, which is a comedy sci-fi podcast, which you should definitely check out. I won't spoil the premise for you. I'll let you figure it out on your own, but the baseline is that different sci-fi entities offer solutions to problems. So definitely check that out. And that is it for today. Those are the four that I had. There will be another episode coming with the remaining four. So I know that at least four more of you submitted suggestions, and there will be at least one repeat. Looking at you, Nick. And yes, Richard Nixon is involved, and the song choice is weird. So don't worry about that. But yeah, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you guys next time. This has been episode 21 of Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join the Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, for the most recent blog posts and latest episodes. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time.